Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishnah and Simon Tesvav, Sif Hei, Shir number 47. The Mechaber says on top of the page, Im Nikro Minekev Hashat Tzitzis Tolui Bo Ilumata. If the Tzitzis ripped from the hole down to the bottom of the Beged. Now, Sif Hei is really coming off, it's like a continuation of Sif Dalet. It really is a continuation of Sif Dalet. In other words, you take the Limud from Sif Dalet, Rashi's opinion of when you sew something back together, that there's a concern of the hang thread that might be included with the other tzitzis, the two different opinions of Rav Amram, and we now incorporate that into Sif Hei. So we said, Im Nikra, Minekev, if it ripped from the hole, Shat Tzitzis Tolu Boy Lamata, Im Kodam Hatola Tzitzis Lekra, if the tzitzis were placed in the hole before the rip, Sh'oisei Tzitzis Hayasham Bishas Akra, that those tzitzis were there before the rip, then it is kosher. Says the Mishmur in the bottom, four lines from the bottom on the page, Minekev, Mayrish, Bishaloi, Tofra. We're talking about a case where you did not sew up the rip. Once again, your tzitzis ripped, you didn't sew it up, and we're saying it's kosher. V'kamashulon af al gav, dula nishtayim ulei kesher gudul, even though you don't have at the bottom of your tzitzis, of the beged, of the talis material, you don't have at the edge of it a thumb knuckle and the nail of cloth, of material. It ripped so close down to the bottom, it's still kosher. As we learned earlier in Simin Yud Aleph Sif Yud, the loy be'inan shear ze'e lo b'shas asiyo. You need the proper shear of the kesher agudol when you initially string the tzitzis through the hole. But if it rips afterwards, you're okay, even if that measurement is not there. Vim yirtzelispar akra, if you want to sew up the tear, if you want to sew up the tear, you say, well, why would I want to sew up the tear? If it's kosher the way it is, why should I rock the boat? And the answer is, what happens if you don't sew up the tear? Well, it continues to tear. And then you won't have any tzitzis in your beged. Oz, ima beged shel tzemer. Now, if it's a woolen beged, yisperenu bechut yishar minim. Make sure you sew it up with thread of other meaning. Why is that? Because that's Rashi's concern in Sif Dalet. Rashi was concerned if you sew the tear with wool, you might use that same thread as your tzitzis. But then the Mechaber told us that you normally we're not sewing with wool. So it's not such a concern. Vein tzarech lahatir kinis d'mishmur, vein tzarech lahatir es tzitzis mi'akonof v'lasa l'tloisa Shenis achashatofar. Once again, the ain't sarich lahater as a tzitzis. You don't have to untie the tzitzis from the corner and to reattach it. Kevin de linisal hakonah, because the corner is not possible. What is he referring to? He's saying there's no concern of tasev loy menosui. We're not bothered by tasev loy menosui. Vim habeged hu shel shar minim. If the material that you're sewing up is of other minim, I'm sorry, the garment. The talus is of other min. Also, litofra bechut and shalmin habeged. You cannot sew with the same material that that beged is. If it's a cotton beged and the stitch needs to be sewn up because it ripped, you cannot use cotton thread to sew it up. Why? Because it has to be cotton tzitzis. Yeah. And we're concerned that you might have that hang thread of the cotton thread that you're stitching. Is that what you wanted to say?
Rashi's concerned.
Excellent. That's right. Vim abeged hu shel shamin amasal tofra b'chutin shel min abeged adas Rashi. The shem yishar b'chutin l'shem tzitzis, because you might have chutin remaining for tzitzis, v'avde yisham tzitzis, even though you had tzitzis. Like Paul was that. El yikaf, turn the page, chutin min acher, but take, if you have cotton beged, use silk, a silk with thread to sew up the stitch. The Yitzit Toiv, it's even better. Shalay Yisperenu Bechud Lavan. Don't use a white thread to sew it up. Don't use a white thread to stitch up the tear. Because then, if it's a white thread, you might make this mistake. Rak Bechud Savua. Use a dyed thread. Shein Noeginat Alasas Tzitzis Rak Lavanim. Balkein Ein Ligzar Shema Yishar Mechut Hatfir Al Shem Tzitzis. Explains the Mishnah. We know. He says, we're only using tzitzis of white tzitzis. So you see over here in his days, he didn't have what some people find is to say, techeles, right? So he says we're only using white thread, so therefore use a blue, use red, use pink, use orange to stitch up your tear and your garment. Fine. Then, just reading from the last line of the previous page in the Mechaber, v'im nikra nishtayim imenu koshu. If it ripped, but you have a little the bottom left of the beged that remained connected. U'tofroi, and you sewed the tear up. U'tofroi, v'achakach hitel by tzitzis. And afterwards you put the tzitzis in. Imushal tzemer, if it's made out of wool, imushal tzemer, kosher l'kul yama. Everyone says it's kosher. No problem. Imushal sharminim, shederech lispar bechutin shalo yisei amin, then lo yispar l'das Rashi. Right? Once again, Rashi's concern that you can have the hang thread and putting it through. Says the Mishra Sif Katan Yutes, kosher l'kul yama, if it's of wool, the l'Rashi came in shah beged hu shel tzemer, because according to Rashi, since the beged is made out of tzemer, ein lachush sheyishar b'chuta yishar minim l'shem tzitzis. The l'Rashi, because according to Rashi, came in shah beged hu shel tzemer, ein lachush, we're not going to be concerned, we're not going to be concerned you're going to leave over a piece of cotton thread and mix that and combine that into your wool and tzitzis. We're not concerned with that. Ula Rav Amram, and according to Rav Amram, kevin nishtaya kolshu lo nizbatel mitoyres beged. And according to Rav Amram, since nishtaya kolshu, you have a small amount of material still remaining, his concern, so it's still called a beged, as we said in previous sif. Even more, so according to the Yesh Aimrim of Rav Amram, came in the Hatolas at Tzitzis Hoya Achar Tfir, because the Yesh Aimrim said you had to put new Tzitzis in, and that's what you're doing over here. You're putting the Tzitzis in after you sort of the rip. Okay, Sif Katan Chaf. Said the Mechaber, "Vim hushal shar minim, if it's made of other minim, shederech lispar bechutin shel oisi amin, lo yispar l'das Rashi. Don't sew it according to Rashi. What's a leimer? But oisi amin. Don't use that same min. Avo b'min acher yishlokel. But with a different type of material, we could be lenient and to sew up the tear. Once again, he says, "V'yoisi toiv, it's better bechut savua to use a dyed, a colored thread." This way, there's no concern at all to be bothered by with the tearing, the ripping, the sewing up of the tear. Now, he concludes here in Sifayv, Im Nikro Tofra Yiv Achakach Hitl Boy Tzitzis Ikulis Fuke. If it ripped, Im Nikro, Utofroy, and then you sew it together, V'achakach, and afterwards you put in the tzitzis, then we're not so sure if it is, if it's kosher, if it's a good idea. Why not? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. What's a loymar? Shenikra kula minekev at seif asafa. The whole thing ripped. The whole thing ripped. Shenikra kula from the nekev at seif asafa all the way to the end of the border. Lachain ikalisukit. There's the reason to be concerned. It's not kosher. Why? The af im habeged hu shal tzemer. Because even if the beged is made out of wool. V'yisperen b'chuti sharminim. And you're going to sew it with material of other minim, cotton, for example. The l'Rashi b'vaday mot, according to Rashi, is totally permissible. Afilo hachi. After the Rav Amram possible, could be according to Rav Amram, it's possible. Why? The kaven dula nishtayer kolshu. That since the lo nishtayer kolshu, that nothing remained. We learned in the previous halacha the ledei rishoyin the command of pasuk dami. It's as if it's not there, and if it's not there, you don't have tzitzis on the garment. And it's not going to help. This that you stitch up together afterwards. Because what do we say? According to Rav Amram, if it's less than the gimel tzbois, it's not that stitching is not considered to be a chibur. That stitching together is not considered to be a connection. And that's why, what did we say in that scenario? What should you do? You should put the 3x3 piece, that corner piece that we have. That's the solution. Upaisik de ein kan sofik. Now, upaisik de ein kan sofik. If I'm a taz shechaylik, take a look at the taz. I'm sorry, I missed a few words there. That's the suck of the Shulchan Aruch. However, look at the Taz that disagrees. He holds the ain kan suffik. There is no doubt here. The lakul yam, everyone agrees, im hitul by tzitzis, if you put tzitzis, la'acha hatfiro, after the sowing, the kosher. It is kosher. Mikomokim, yoyser, toiv, shiyire, koidim hatfiro, that you should see before the tfiro, before the sowing it, losses, tachas, akonam, chatich, beged, sholosh, sholosh, v'yitzi, deko. Like we said a minute ago, to put that corner piece of 3x3, it's boys. Then everyone's happy. If it's not possible, yesh lahakil b'taka ataz, if we learn like the taz, the b'lavachi, halay kasavnu b'sivkotin tesvav, because we already said sivkotin tesvav, the das achreinim, the tfiro, mirshav, chibor, the tfiro is considered to be chibor, umayol af b'nikra hakonof legamim b'mekoimai. And it helps even if it ripped totally from its corner. That tfiro, sewing it together, that was the second pshat, the Yeshayim of Rav Amram, sewing it together is considered to be chibur, is considered to be attaching, and therefore it's not a problem. That's the taz. Right, fine. Let's now finish the simon here with sif vav. So you see very clearly how sif hey complements sif dalet. Outside, before we see the words inside, in sif vav, what we're talking about is, in sif vav, is that if they want to make like a little square on the square of the corner of this 3x3 its boys, okay? Or if you want to make a reinforcement around the hole, like you have in the pictures over here of the paralacha, right? So how should this be done if you want to do so? One who sews a piece of a beged on the corner of a talus. V'chein ma shenoyegin this par saviv hanekev and this ma shenoyegin this par saviv hanekev around the hole of the talus. Im a talus shel meshi, if the talus is made out of silk, v'toyifroi b'chut meshi lavan, and you sew it with a white silk thread, yesh lachush v'dovar l'das rashi, there's reason to be concerned, according to Rashi, shloi tehei shum tfiro lemata mishosh ulmailo mikesher budol. We should be concerned, shloi tehei shum tfiro, there shouldn't be any tfiro, lemata mishosh, below gimul its boys, ulmailo and above mikesher gudol, from the kesher gudol, from the thumb, knuckle, and nail. Says the Rama, v'adin b'chomokim shetoifer b'chut shu min tzitzis, anytime you're sewing with a thread, which is the same material as the tzitzis, the chayshinon shem yikach oisaychut lechut hatzitzis. Brings from the Shumas Hadashin, now we are concerned that you might take from that chut, from that material, and use that for the tzitzis as well. Explains the Mishnah Sifkot and Chavbeis shel meshi, the imhu shel tzemer. Because if it's made out of tzemer, out of wool, for in this bar, we already explained, the ein lachush klal, there's no reason to be concerned. And you could even sew up even within gimel. Why? Because if it's a woolen garment, what kind of tzitzis do you have to have for a woolen garment? You need to have wool tzitzis. So you're not, the stitch itself, the thread you're using is not going to be wool. It's going to be a different material. That different material, that in itself, you won't get confused between that and the woolen tzitzis. B'chut meshi, but if you have a silk talis, then and you want to stitch it with the white silk thread, now we'd be concerned for Rashi's hang thread issue. Sivkot and chav gimel, v'adin im atal shel shar minim, so to the talis of other minim. Dafka im achut hu mi oiseh min guf. It's only if the chut is that same min. Aval im achut mi min acher yesh lahakil. But if the chut is from a different min, then yesh lahakil. Then we could be lenient. The bevadla yuchol likach oiseh achut. It says you can definitely make sure you will not be using that other thread for your tzitzis. The harei ain't a piter el b'mina. Because if you have a silk baged, What kind of tzitzis do you have to have? Silk tzitzis. So if you have a cotton thread that you're sewing it up with, there's no reason to be concerned that it's going to be my tzitzis. Now, it's interesting because the Mishnah Brura is going with the assumption that the person who's doing this knows his halachas. Right? That the person who's stitching this up knows these halachas, that if you're that wool can potter anything, linen can potter anything for tzitzis, but if it's a silk beged, you have to use your silk tzitzis, and so that is the assumption here. Lavan, a white thread of silk, the imhu tzavua, because if it's dyed a different color, gamkein ein lachish klal shem yikachenu tzitzis. Third time you mentioned this, that we don't be concerned that it'll take it for tzitzis. The ain't on the noigim lasa tzitzis tzavuim, when we don't usually take tzitzis tzavuim, tzitzis which are dyed. And then he says, therefore, yesh lachosh v'davar l'das Rashi shloitehei shum tfira l'mata mishalosh shum v'ni tfira below three u'lemayla mikesha gudla and above kesha gudla. The shamu makam and tzitzis, because that is the place of the tzitzis. Aval kesha tfira l'mayla migimol, but the tfira, if the stitching is above three u'lemata mikesha gudla, but it's mamish at the edge, at the bottom edge of the garment, we're not concerned that the place now where you're stitching is going to be used for tzitzis. We're not going to be concerned. Why not? Because that's not where you put the tzitzis. Usaviv hanekev also lispar bechud lavan, around the hole, to reinforce the hole, you should not use a white string. V'taliza shalonu sheim shal tzemer ein lak v'klal. Our talzat is made out of wool. You do not be concerned at all. And the reason for that is because we're not using a wool thread, and it's not going to be a hang thread that we might get concerned and confused to use it for the tzitzis. We conclude over here, Sif Kotlam Chavav, and the Ramah says, V'adin b'chol mokam, in any scenario, sh'toifech b'chut, sh'min ha-tzitzis, that you sew with the chut, which is a tzitzis, v'chayishinun shem yikach o yisei chut l'chut ha-tzitzis, we're concerned you might take from that chut for chut ha-tzitzis. But Tzolaymar, in Nikro, in Shtaya, if it ripped, and you have remaining Shtaya, remaining Koshu, and a small amount is still connected, Chaygavna, Mavor Le'el, Sifhei, going back to the Loch of Sifhei, in regards to should we be concerned that we're going to use the wrong material for the tzitzis, we'll stop here, Mitzvah Shem, pick up Simin Tezayin, the Shir Talis. Thank you.